Welcome to another edition of the XFEP podcast. It is April 22nd, and this is your host, David Peralti. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about conferences and events. So far this year I've gone to a few smaller events, one of my favorites of course being Northern Voice out in BC, and actually it's the Moose Camp conference just the day before Northern Voice that was actually the best part. And this is just one of many different blogging related conferences I like going to. But the big issue is that I'm starting to wonder if it's really worth my time or if it's really focused in on the kind of group of people that I want to meet. One of the issues that I had with Northern Voice earlier this year is it's really kind of slanting towards the very basic end of the spectrum, and having been a full-time blogger for the last almost 3 years, it seemed kind of weird to listen to a session, you know, about setting up, you know, a blogging software for the first time, or you know, what is blogging software, what's blogging, what's podcasting. And while this was mostly done as a separate track, I found a lot of the stuff that was actually part of the main track or the main group of sessions that you could listen to were fairly basic in reality. And that kind of bummed me out. You know, what kind of conferences are there out there for people that aren't necessarily at the very basic end or aren't from the corporate world? What kind of ones would allow me to interact with people that are, you know, on the same level as me or wanting to be on the same level as me in regards to blogging? I'm not saying I'm on the upper end. You know, I see many, many A-list bloggers out there who attend these conferences and events as well, but I've been noticing that year after year, that number of A-list bloggers coming to these events is going down and down and down and down. And I think we're getting to the point now where people like me who've been doing this for, you know, 2.5, 3 years are starting to leave the conferences as well. Just last night, I signed up for the Blog World Expo in Las Vegas this fall, and the only reason that I did that was because on Twitter, I was able to get a 50% off code to test the registration system and critique it. And so what's normally a $500 ticket for the whole event was only a $250 ticket. And I didn't go last year, and that's really just because there was a lot of different things going on. But I'm definitely planning to go this year, and hopefully it'll be good. I'm still looking for some more conference suggestions. Where should bloggers be going? Where should someone like me be going? Where should podcasters and videocasters go? Because that's kind of an element of my brand that I want to build up more and more over the coming years. Other than that, I guess the biggest thing is that I live in Canada. So not everything is as close as I would like it to be. I don't really get to go to the west coast of the U.S., I can kind of do the eastern seaboard and pretty much all of Canada, but, you know, getting down towards the west side of the U.S. gets a little more difficult and takes a little more time. So, you know, have you ever found that your location has stopped you from attending a conference? I would love to hear about that, because that's an issue that you would think would get solved better in our very internet-connected world, and yet, you know, here we are in 2008, and I bet you pretty much none of the conferences out there will have live video streaming of all the major sessions. Wouldn't that be great for people that couldn't attend the conference? I'd pay some money to be able to have access to live video and audio streaming of every major session in a conference and be able to like choose which of, let's say, three topics were currently going on and watch it in its entirety. I think that could also be a huge revenue maker for a lot of conferences. So, you know, where's my live streaming when I can't fly out to, you know, middle of nowhere to attend these events? It's been getting better as technology gets cheaper to record all these events, as we get more organized in that respect. But, you know, this isn't 20 years ago. We have the technology, it's not that expensive, and there's some great content being shared at these conferences that millions of people are missing out on. I know people in Australia and the UK continually complain at how many events there are in the US that they're unable to get to because of cost and really just the difficulty of making the trip across the ocean. So hopefully we'll see something from that arena at some point. I'm hoping that a lot of conferences kind of pick up on that and stop dropping the ball in that respect. Hopefully I'll be able to meet many interesting people this year at conferences. I think that's one of the best parts of every conference is the networking. If you don't get to meet someone interesting at a conference you went to, you probably went to the wrong conference. One of the biggest tips that I'll hand out today is that you should always, always, always make sure to approach people. People kind of feel a little nervous at conferences, especially if you don't have a big badge saying you're from some very important company. So if you walk up to them, you know, see that they're drinking the same drink as you, well, you know, introduce yourself. If they're having a group conversation, walk on by and see if it piques your interest and see if you can get in there. There's a whole bunch of different ways to network with people at conferences. I won't go over all of that. It's something that I'm still learning myself, but networking is the most important part of a conference, and if you find that the conference is no good for networking, probably not the right conference, especially in this line of work. We're not necessarily there to learn new things, we're there to meet new people, and networking and connections are some of the biggest things that you can do for your personal brand online. This has been another edition of the XFAP podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, concerns, or comments, please head on over to my contact page at xfep.com/contact.